Rabash writes, joy is a testimony. If a person becomes stronger in the matter of faith, to believe that the Creator is good and does good, that there's none above him, although in the situation he is in right now, he has nothing to rejoice with, meaning to be happy about. And yet he reinforces himself and says that the Creator watches over him in a manner of good and doing good. If his faith is sincere, it stands to reason that he should be happy and delighted. And the measure of joy testifies to the level of sincerity in his faith.
Доброе утро, дорогие хаверим.
Good morning, dear friends.
У нас есть вот это.
There is great joy out of the fact that we have this opportunity to serve the King, to serve the Creator. The joy is out of the fact that we have such an opportunity to work for the Creator. We don't have these Romans chasing after us each time. We're not sitting in caves, but rather we're sitting together with you in this lesson. And we have great joy, and we want to thank the Creator who created for us the best possible conditions ever in all generations, I guess. Which we can be together and serve Him. And it is huge joy that is truly pouring down just from the fact that we are serving, delighting the Creator, that we have this opportunity to truly serve Him, to make Him happy in all of our engagements, in all of our deeds. And the great joy is, of course, out of the fact that we are together yearning for the Creator with all of the friends, and we can disseminate His wisdom.
Здравствуйте, дорогие. Дорогие товарищи, любимые десятки.
Hi friends, hi dear friends and beloved tens.
Старого умного человека спросили. Яша.
Once there was an old wise man, they asked him.
Смотря какие.
Яков, Яша, if you believe.
Ну вот, например,
in all kinds of signs. It depends on what kind of signs. For example, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and he says, if I wake up in the morning at my age, this is already a good sign.
Да, доброе утро. В нашем случае
Yes. Good morning, friends. Really, in our case, we shouldn't just get out of bed and do a little bit of exercise, maybe, but also to fight our ego a little bit, to scrutinize, why did you get up? Why is it that you have to march to go to the lesson, to pull the reforming lie, to build the intention? Kabbalists recommend to us that we should be happy with the work of the Creator. And this is the true sign of adhesion, of coming closer to the Creator. So let us awaken our hearts for each other in order to build the common vessel, as the Kabbalists write to us about, so that the Creator will correct these vessels and will do what He's expecting of us with these vessels, the high friends.
Good morning, Israel. We are grateful to the Creator that He brought us here and gave us the opportunity to be His servants. And our main goal, main mission, you know, it's not just to reveal this miracle between us, but we, between ourselves, need to connect, to connect all of the world, Nebuch, connect all of these corrected desires. And for us to connect all of it and be filled up to such an extent that this force will pour out into all the nations. And from the borders of Israel, it will fill the entire world. This is our mission. This is what we'll do, L'chaim Nebuch.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Shushilu Lubvi, Chatzima Bristi. Объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey,
пускай любовь там придет скорей.
Corazones unidos, la cava, Oshel Poel Bakli.
Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey,
пускай любовь там придет скорей.
Там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.
Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey,
пускай любовь там придет скорей.
Rabash writes, the Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator, meaning one whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the king. If he has no joy during the work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the king. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the king. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator.
Задание на активный семинар. Давайте пробудим радость от величия работы.
Task for an active workshop.
Давайте пробудим радость.
Let's awaken the joy from the greatness of serving the Creator. Again, let's awaken the joy from the greatness of serving the Creator.
Can
Yes, indeed. We have an amazing work, the revelation of the Creator in our common work with Him. And we are partners. We are doing with the Creator all of the corrections. We're helping Him. We go through these corrections together. And He's giving us, allowing us, really, with along with the connection, He's giving us all the Kabbalists, the whole method, and all that remains for us is to implement it. L'chaim, friends.
We got a great privilege from the Creator to serve Him, to be partners in this realizing of the goal of creation. It's the highest, most sublime goal that exists in all of reality, and we're thankful that He gives us this opportunity.
Yes, we have the possibility truly here and now to revive, restore and love between us and for the whole world. 3 hours of a request. Come on, friends.
The friends already began the spiritual joy, those on duty for connection around the whole world. They lit us on fire. We need to continue that in our connection and adhesion to the Creator. This is the greatest thing in the world.
Dorori, ata yachol ledaber? Ken, anachnu achshav.
Yes. We are now feeling the excitement of this place where we are, how our friends from Moscow and all the places are speaking about the most important thing in reality. It gives us so much joy when the Creator does such things with us. L'chaim, friends.
It's also the topic of the lesson is purity of the heart. There's no other place where a person can depict his heart only towards his attitude towards the ten. This is really a great joy and saving grace that this is the greatest thing a person can do and the only place he can correct himself.
Yes, it's the only means by which a person can find a true connection with the friends, a true connection with the Creator. It's great joy that we are here together. The Creator opened our heart and our eyes, and joy that we can give Him contentment.
And we as a ten, also as a group, a general group, worldly, we're also here together, really with great joy, because we're starting to reveal that everything is serving the Creator. We're just coming to this demand to request it from us. Really is a joy to come to this demand to the Creator that He'll do that work.
Yes, see what huge friends we have. It's amazing. What a preparation, how much joy each one's heart is really pouring. And really we can feel the king's palace right here.
Yeah, the greatest of the Creator is seen and specifically in the friends, in this connection, the connection from all over the world, where all of our friends who woke up and had their point in the heart waken, to really see the greatness of God through that. And look how all of the, look how great, special they are, that they, there's just, you can't exchange them for any other friends. And we're always marching forward, and we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on him. He's not going to give up on us. And we're doing it together and with joy. It's the most important.
And we see how much the Creator is taking care of us. He loves us. He's not just awakening us. He gave us everything we need in order to attain him. He gave us the great friends. He gave us our Rav. He gave us everything we need in order for us to attain him.
Yes, great friends who don't miss one step, and we don't leave anyone behind. We're holding each other. Now all of the world, all these points in our hearts are waking up, and they're illuminating this world. They're bringing light into the world.
Because all of the worlds are also built only in order to make a connection and make the Creator happy.
And that's why Kabbalists say, don't be ashamed, ask. Feel this greatness, that he'd open, that he'd open our hearts and we could feel the greatness of the Creator. So let's ask the Creator for him to give us this feeling.
And this request, this sensitivity and the ability to ask, how many people in the world have that? And we were rewarded with having an awakening towards that, a desire and a yearning, and we have an environment that is constantly awakening us again and again.
Pray of the friends, Creator, we thank you for your love and caring for Rav and for the friends. Help us always be in prayer and avut for each other. Help correct our intention from receiving to bestowing, and fill us with the spirit of unity in order to bring you contentment.